Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. I'm Darren Daly. I'm now joined by Max Hooley from Rushton. Max, welcome to Tone FM. Tell us what it is that you do, because this is very interesting, I think.
Right, I'm a vinyl record specialist.
So what is a vinyl record specialist then?
Somebody who knows an awful lot about records and can identify and buy them and sell them and just have good fun.
Are we talking about vinyl as in 12-inch singles, albums, the old LPs, 7-inch singles?
Yes, we are.
That kind of stuff? All Wax of that. Lyrical, all that
apart
kind of stuff?
Apart from the 78s. We don't deal in 78s. They're too fragile.
There will be people listening to this thinking, 78? What are you talking about? But so you're a vinyl specialist. Now, is it true to say that vinyl over the last, I think, probably 2 years has suddenly started to make a bit of a comeback?
It certainly has. Although for me, I've been selling since 1999 and vinyl has never gone away. There's always been the demand for it. Mm. Customers keep coming back to me and buying more stock. But I think over the last 15 years, people have got so used to not having vinyl that now it's come back from a point of view of popularity. Mm. People can listen to it. And they can hear the depth in the sound. And
do you know what I like about vinyl? And I used to love this when I used to put the needle at the beginning of the vinyl. It's the crackly, the crackly bit of the needle.
I try and sell records that don't have that.
Yeah, but it makes it authentic, particularly when they're old.
You can clean them and you can try and get rid of that, but there are some records where you can't, and exactly that. People can go back to hearing it as it used to be.
So you do this as your full-time job,
yes?
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, so clearly there is a market out there for it. And you've already touched on the fact that, you know, you have clients all over the world.
That's right.
So where do you get your vinyl from then? Do you rock up at record fairs and just go searching and then think, right, okay, I'll have a load of that, and then get it on your website and sell it, I suppose?
Very occasionally I do, but mainly people come to me with their collections. They phone me up or email me and say, I've got this collection. I don't know if it's worth anything or whether you'd be interested. I'll bring
and
it
you
over.
say it's a true business. No, it's not worth anything, but I'll come and take it off your hands.
No. It'll probably be all classical or opera, which of course I don't deal in. I've got no interest in those two genres.
Do you deal in hard house, trance, and stuff like that?
If people offer it to me, I'll say, I don't know much about this, but I know a guy who does.
Ah, interesting, because I've got about 8 boxes of the stuff. When I was mixing...
good luck with it.
Yeah, when I was mixing with my 1210s, my Technics 1210s, I bought a load of this stuff, and obviously I don't do it so much now, so I've got all this vinyl up in the attic. But anyway, that's another story. Why has vinyl suddenly started to come back round again and become popular?
I think it's a cult. Mm. Feeling about it, because I think it's just new. There's a new generation. I've got a lot of people who are probably younger than 25 who buy, and they've not experienced it before.
Oh, that's quite interesting.
They've had their 2,000 songs on an iPad or a phone, and now they actually want to appreciate what it's like to hold a record.
And just to explain, because there will be people listening to this that probably are lost in translation with what we're talking about. Many people will be only familiar with getting music on MP3s or CDs.
Yeah.
But before any of that, it was vinyl.
It was vinyl, and it's never been away.
It's kind of been floating around, hasn't it?
It has been, but I think it was boosted before Christmas by the larger stores, online television adverts, etc., who were selling the latest Adele album, the latest Coldplay, and there it was on television adverts, selling it on vinyl. We love vinyl, they
would
say.
Sets a trend, no, you're absolutely
right. And therefore,
right.
People have had record players for Christmas, and now they want the records.
Now, here's the really interesting bit. Some vinyl can reach quite an extortionate amount of money. Give me some examples of some really expensive pieces of vinyl that you've dealt with.
Probably the most popular ones are the Beatles White Album.
I was going to say the Beatles
original
stuff,
the original Beatles White Album. They sell for well over £100. Mm. I did sell years ago a Nick Drake 5 Leaves Left. It's a 1969 LP, and that went for almost £1,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you price that, or is it an auction?
That was on auction. That was an online auction. Yeah.
It's incredible, isn't it?
There was a book price which was about £500, but it went for £900.
Years ago, when I first started my radio career, I used to present a rock show. and I love my rock music. And there was a lot of, do you remember, well, of course you will do, the old picture discs that used to come out. And they used to fetch quite a lot of money as well, didn't they?
Well, they were novelty. They were limited editions, and they were...
Explain a picture disc to somebody.
A picture disc. It's, usually it was a 12-inch, although you could have a 7-inch, and you got the actual vinyl record with this picture of, for example, Blondie.
Yeah.
Imprinted on it, and on the backside, on the reverse of it would be a different picture, and so you could have this on the wall. It would look artistic and it
colourful,
very very colourful.
Coloured vinyl. There was another thing, wasn't there?
All in the same time, the late 70s. You had red, yellow, blue, clear. You could see through it. Bright yellow, orange, pink.
And these things are collector's items, I remember.
They are.
Do you remember the band Europe, Final Countdown?
Yes.
Yeah. I had a really good picture disc of the Final Countdown. And it was quite a weird shape as well. It was shaped in the band standing together for photo.
Great.
It wasn't a round 7-inch single or a 12-inch single. It was actually cut out to the shape. And they obviously grooved it within that. So.
Yeah. Wonderful.
It was a nice piece. I wish I kept it now.
Well, the beauty about it is that those kind of things are still around.
Yeah.
People can still find them. And I've got loads of them anyway. So all I need to do is just go online at maxvinyl.com. And that's my website.
So I suppose my next question would be, because obviously you've got this collection of vinyl, were you at any point a DJ, club DJ or something like that, or a mobile DJ?
Yes, I was. I was a mobile DJ from 78 to 1980 in Nottingham, which is where I come from. And I did really well with that, and I got a residency in nightclubs. So I was playing all of these 12-inch singles, these picture discs, and it was great fun, absolutely great fun.
Can you remember the first song you ever bought? On vinyl was... how much was it? There's one for you.
Okay, well, it's back to the early 60s. I was a very young boy, and it was the Allistons called Are You Sure? And it would have been 6 and 3.
Which is the equivalent of how much?
Talking 30 pence.
I can remember far back when I decided that I really wanted to be a DJ, and I've got my first mobile disco. I think I was 15, and I was living in Hexham in the northeast at the time. And I used to go to a place called Gojo Records every Saturday morning with my... and at the time, I was serving an apprenticeship as a plumber. So I was only earning £15 a week. Do you remember the apprenticeships?
Yes.
So I used to go down there after my £15 a week with a tenner, right? And I would get 10 records. Because they were 99p each.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, and that's in the late 70s, probably, early 80s.
I'm not that old.
No.
it was late 80s, 1980, 88, 89,
88.
That was...
Right, well, they went over the pound mark in about the early 80s.
Yes, sir.
And so that was it. But, yeah, in those days, back in the 60s, you could go to a record shop, you could stand there in the booth, and you could listen to this, you'd put it on, you'd turn it over and play the other side as well.
I think that's the beauty of having vinyl. That's what you had to do. When I was going through my mad dance phase in Birmingham, you had to go to these specialist shops, and they would have booths, and you would grab the songs that you like out of the library, chuck it on in the booth, and you'd just stand there. And the shop would be full of wannabe DJs, bedroom DJs and stuff, listening to what they feel that would work in their set. Max, it's been a pleasure. Thanks very much for coming in to see us.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
And I'm very much looking forward to go rooting through your record collection one day, because it does look very, very interesting.
Lovely.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
Don't forget, if you'd like to listen again to what Max has to say, or you're interested in what he's all about, then you can pick up all the details on our website, which is tonefm.co.uk.